Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
We were talking about my adoption story. I cried like a girl talking about his mum.
Like a strong man, I'd say.
But you also brought Jamie to tears, who was a guy who was listening to the show, who was a bit sceptical of you, Ryan.
The Facebook comments, everyone cried. So, mate, credit to you.
Thank you. And I did say that I have some exciting news and a bit of an update, and I'd like to share that with you guys now. So I did an ancestry DNA test a while ago.
Yeah.
And since getting results, I've pieced together a family tree, and I actually went and met my biological father, who lives in London at Christmas time.
Oh my God.
You went and spent Christmas with your dad.
With biological dad at Christmas time, which was unbelievable.
How did that come? Like how? How do you track him?
So last year, I shared this story about being adopted and thousands of comments and emails, and a lot of people said, hey, you should do an ancestry DNA test. I mean, who knows what you'll find? And then because I knew nothing about me, it was almost exciting to go, oh, I'm 60% Irish and 20% Scottish, and oh, this is fun.
Yep.
But what I didn't consider is that there was a 60% chance that you've got a fourth aunt or, you know, some sort of story. And then this lady named CC Moore is an expert, and she said, oh, if you give me your login details, I might be able to find who that fourth aunt is and see if there's a connection. So 2 months later, she sends me a text and goes, I found your biological father.
I want to just swear. I don't know how to react other than holy shit.
Yeah. So you're chasing your mother.
I was looking
and
for
out
my
of
mother.
This, you found your father.
So, I found my father.
Did your dad even know you existed?
He had no idea I existed at all. So I now know since chatting
What's
with him.
What's his name? What did you do?
Yeah, his name is Joel. He's an American man who now works in London. And he was with my birth mother just that once. One night stand.
Oh,
and he was a backpacker in Australia back in the day.
This
and
is what you said, remember? Yeah, we talked briefly about this, you and I.
Yeah, so I always knew he was, I think, American.
Yes.
He was in town and basically
we made the joke that when you were over at college that you might hook up with your potential sister.
I can confirm I do not have a sister in America that I potentially hooked up with. That is not a thing. But he was travelling and did cash jobs in factories like you do when you're backpacking.
Yep.
And Julie was working as the manager of the factory, and they had Friday night drinks like anyone else would have in Perth on any Friday night. Few drinks. Oh, there's this new guy. They went home together, and now here I am on Hit 92.9.
So how did you broach your father?
He doesn't have Facebook. I couldn't find a work address, like an email. So
he'd never seen your video?
No. But so I wrote a letter. I just said, look, my birthday is June 28, 1987. I believe you're in Australia about 9 months before that. My birth mother's name. I didn't want to impose too much.
Did he think it was a bit of a nightmare?
Well, he thought it was a scam because it turns out he's done quite well for himself. And he's like, oh, someone's claiming, you know, they might be after my money or something.
Yeah.
But I included a lot of dates and a lot of names.
Details.
And he kind of started putting it together, and he thought, yep, I'm your guy. So we then did another test just to confirm. And it actually gets a bit Jerry Springer because on the forms it says, the alleged father. And then we did a test and it's, yep, you are 99.995% chance. And then as soon as it was confirmed, he said, I'm so sorry that I've missed out on being part of your life.
Oh.
Let me fly you and your family over. Come stay with me for Christmas. What's mine is yours. I'm so excited to have you in my life.
And what was that moment like when you got off the plane at Heathrow and then was he waiting there for you or did you go to his house?
I got in really late at night. So the next morning we met up and we went and had a coffee. And when I first met him, it was, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, sort of underwhelming. It was just like, it was just exciting. We were like, how cool is this? Both of us were like, this is great. We hugged. Mm. We went and had a coffee and we shared a story. We sat in the cafe for 7 hours shooting the breeze. And
you can't even imagine, like, he's your dad.
Has he got his own family?
He's married and he has two sons. So I've got two half brothers who I also met later that day.
Is there a resemblance there of you and same with your half-brothers?
A little bit with the father, but one of the brothers, actually probably both the brothers, but more, their name is Cooper and Cole because they're American and of course you would call them that. when I look at Cooper, and this is after we went and had dinner and beers every night for a whole week, I'd still look at him and shake because he looks so much like me. It was, and because I've never, ever seen anyone who's looked like me before. And I just, it's still, even now, months after it happened, I can't believe I have, you grow up as an only child and then you've got a brother.
Like, yeah,
how did they accept you?
open arms
straight away. Not in position or anything. That's
no, weird. And like I said, he offered to pay for the flights, and it might seem like a small thing, but I said, no, no, like,
I don't
need anything.
I don't want your money.
I don't want anything. All I want is to meet someone from my biological family. And so, you know, we went over and we got in a hotel just down the road from his place, and both of the brothers and him and his wife, who sort of had nothing to do with it. She could have been a bit standoffish. But
Hard
for her. But they all were just open arms, hugs. You know, we're sharing baby photos. We're comparing similarities. It's literally just like an instant, you've got a new family. And I mean, it's been absolutely unbelievable.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
I'm 30 years old and today I met my biological father for the very first time. Since sharing my adoption story, I knew it was going to be a long journey to find my biological family. But here I am, on the other side of the world, from Australia to London.
That full video is on our Facebook page now, but Zave Hides, I know you got plenty of questions.
Where are we at with your mum, your biological mum?
Yeah, so Julie, he was sort of a bit timid to say. He's like, I don't know a lot. I don't know her last name. Mm. But what he does remember, and sorry, I get like this hits me when he says this. He said, when I met her, you could tell right away that she was a beautiful, caring soul and like a really lovely lady. And he said, I'm not surprised that she could do something so great and generous. Like it just, he goes, yeah, that's the kind of person she was. She was just really nice and really caring. And then he kept backpacking around, and before they got in the car, she actually made him a mixtape. And then so he took the mixtape and, you know, continued on his backpacking and yes. Yeah, so
and she never contacted him to tell her that she was pregnant?
Well, she tried, but a backpacker in the 80s, I mean,
contact each other?
There's no Facebook. And he was actually, he was annoyed. He was like, why didn't anyone tell me? Because he felt, he's like, Ryan, I've let you down. I'm that absent dad and I feel terrible. And I said, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for you, my mum and dad would never have been parents.
Mm. Exactly.
I never would have had this great life. And then he said, yeah, and if I had have known, I would have tried to make it work and then I wouldn't have met my wife and had my kids. And it took him about a week to come around, but then he's like, oh, like, everyone's a winner here.
And everything does happen for a reason. I think sometimes I know that sounds a bit wish-washy, but when I think you've lived the life that you have, you know what I mean? Like that you're true to that saying. Before we wrap up, right, have you thought of, and I'm sure you have, what if worst case scenario that Julie has passed away?
Well, that's a pretty, I don't want to say a good chance, but obviously I'm 30 now. She will be sort of getting a bit older. And I think that for a lot of people, when they get to my age, they're like, if I don't try and find them now, it could be too late. And if she has passed, obviously that would be quite sad and devastating that I didn't have the chance to meet her and say thank you. But on the other hand, I mean, the strangest thing about all of this is that it's literally the story of you and you don't know what that story is.
Yeah.
And I think closure. At least I can go, I've put it out there. I've learnt about her. I've found these half brothers and I've got this other family I never knew. I mean, it would be closure and it, like not a nice closure, but at least I wouldn't go to bed going, oh, what if?
And where is
I
she? Wondered
this. And, I think when I first heard your story, I thought there was more chance of finding Julie than Joel.
One thing that Joel, my birth father, did ask straight away, he said, because I said, I've made this video and then he read up about me and watched the story and he said, are you just finding me as a means to find her? And I said, well, to be honest, I never sought out to look for you because I had no idea where do you start looking?
Yeah.
I mean, hi, America. Does anyone play lacrosse?
Yeah. I can't even find my mum, let alone you. Like,
and backpacked in Australia and engaged in intercourse. It's a big pool.
But I said to him, I was like, look, I wasn't searching for you, but every person only has one biological father. And for me, that is you. And I'm 30 and I've never met anyone with the same DNA as me. So, I mean, this is a massive deal for me. And he was like, oh, I get it. It's a huge deal. And it was literally a 2-second conversation.
Ryan was protecting himself a little bit. He didn't want to fall too deep if it was only you just scraping the surface to then try and find your mother.
Yeah, well, I think like any relationship, you just start very politely and you say the right things and you're just very cautious of yourself, but also you don't want to put the other person in an uncomfortable position. But the more we got to know each other, it was a pretty quick connection. And I said earlier that it wasn't overly emotional when we met, but when I left, it was because we had become so close. And I was like, oh, I've had such a great week and you live in London. I don't know when I'm going
to
meet you again.
And then you had to come back here and do the show with us too.
And they're like, what? You're choosing Heidi Anderson as your biological father? And I was like, I know, right? But it was really nice to feel that at the end. And
how incredible.
We were super tight. And
Just an amazing experience. It's changed my life forever.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Exciting news. It's really exciting. Over Christmas, I actually flew to London and met my biological father for the first time.
And you kept this secret from Xavier and myself.
Yeah, well, he's a very private guy. Yeah. And he said... He said, look, I'd love the chance to be able to, you know, go and tell his dad and tell his cousins and his family. And there was a lot of sort of, what do you say, dotting the I's, crossing the T's and make sure, I just didn't want to put anyone in an awkward situation.
You came out of nowhere 30 years later. So he'd had
Not out of nowhere.
Well,
I know where it came out of.
He had a moment with your biological mum who you're looking for, Julie, when they were working together just one time. And then all these years later through Ancestry.com, because you released this video for your mum, for all those people just catching up. Then Ancestry.com came to you and they said, hey, do you want to take this DNA test? You did that. Then you ended up finding him. You wrote him a letter. And wow, 30 years later, and he's got a family.
Yep.
And that, I think, is the knock at the door that a lot of guys fear, don't they?
Well, how old is he now?
He is now, he was 23 when I was conceived, so he's 53.
You fear it a lot less at 53 than you would at 18. I'll give you that tip, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Every time the door used to knock at 18, I'd jump over the couch.
A lot of people have been touched by your story, Ryan, and you being so open and vulnerable on our radio show.
Yep.
And if they want to leave messages, they can on our Facebook page, or we can chat to you now. Sarah, hello. Hey, Sarah.
Hi. I was just wondering, like, what did your adopted parents think about you meeting your father and they want to meet him or vice versa?
Yeah, so a lot of people ask this because there are some bad stories where the adoptive parents can get a bit offended that you go to find you.
Yeah, a bit jealous.
So my mum was actually so excited. She came to London with me. So she came the whole way and I said, Mum, I called her and said, you don't have to do this if you don't want, if it's awkward. And she was like, don't be silly. I'm looking for an Airbnb and I'm going to get tickets to it. Like, she couldn't have been more happy. And she's actually now kind of friends with my biological father's wife. Like, they were catching up for coffees and they're
Because Ryan had to come home early. He was telling us this just before, Sarah. You had to come home early and then you'd text your mum, who's still over in London, and, oh, we're just having coffee.
Yeah. But, yeah, they were great, Sarah. And but it is an awkward one. I did... fly over east. My dad is in Melbourne and I flew over to see him for a day. And it's a weird conversation that a son and a father has with one another, but I just looked him in the eye and said, I was like, no matter what happens, like, you raised me and you're still my dad. And it doesn't matter who I meet or who we find, like, nothing's going to change that. And he sort of said, oh, yeah, of course, of course.
It doesn't matter what he does. He can't replace the 30 years of love that
absolutely
not.
And so he knew that and I knew that, but I think the fact that we actually said it, we made us both feel a lot better.
Did you feel, Ryan, like, a lot of pressure that you had to tell people something? Because 580 million, that's not a joke, because so many different people shared the video and are following your story.
Yep.
Did that kind of feel a bit of pressure for you that you had to make some kind of, do you know what I mean? Like, progress in your life? Because all these people were depending on, we want to know your fairy tale. We want a fairy tale ending here.
Yeah. Well, after the first few months, I got about 20,000 emails and then that kind of slowed off, obviously, but still. Yeah. Still probably 20 or 30 every week of people just randomly emailing or messaging on Facebook saying, any updates, any updates?
Yeah. The video you've shared on your page, Ryan, has had 11,000 likes already, 5,100 shares, and 312,000 views already.
It's still
this is the one just from yesterday. The reveal of that you met your biological father.
It still is a surprise that people care, to be honest. I'm not just saying that, it just actually feels weird.
I guess, I know, right? But I mean, so much so that you're going to be on the project tonight sharing your story again. I know you're probably doing lots of interviews, but I think it gives other people hope that want to maybe take the path that you have in searching for your family, whether it's to just thank them or just to know your family history so that if anything happens to you in future with your health, you kind of know where you're at.
Yeah, well, I think it is actually quite hard to reach out because, you know, that's like fear of rejection or what if they don't want to know me. Mm. But I know for me, just the thought of not knowing or not trying, I think a bad result would at least be closure. And so for me, it was like, oh, at least I've done what I can. And for me, that is like a big weight off my shoulders.
Well, we're all part of the journey, mate. And I know that it's amazing things that you found your biological father. I know that there's still hope from us all, including yourself, that we find something out about your biological mother soon.
Yeah, what's next for the mother? Sorry.
Yeah, so I am in the process of getting a lot of paperwork and bits and pieces, which would be like an original birth certificate, names and addresses. But to be honest, I caught up last week on last Monday and was about to get the info, and I thought, you know what, I think I'll just one parent at a time would be enough that all my brain and heart and tear ducts could handle at once.
I think all of us, but we all just want to know, you know, like, I guess that is she out there?
Well, yeah, but I think we'll find out that hopefully soon, whether it's just that she's still with us or not. I don't know if I'll get a chance to meet her, but that is still ongoing.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.